Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hi, it's Mike Peskin for Brian Lehrer, who at the beginning of the summer asked listeners to participate in the Map Your Moves project by sharing information on where people moved and why over the past 10 years. 1,600 participants. And then the Brian Lehrer Show asked those of you who are visually inclined to design your way around all that information and make it beautiful, bring it to life. This week, Brian has been talking to the designers about their work. And right now, Craig Limbert, a geographic information systems analyst, joins me. Hello, Craig.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
And here in the studio with me is Danny Sheehan, a geographer and geospatial analyst.
Yeah, that's just kind of a new catchphrase for GIS.
Okay. So geospatial analyst looks good on a business card. And please go to our website. Check out Danny and Craig's work. It's at WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show. Follow along as we talk about the submissions of these guys. So before we jump right into the designs, tell us about, well, what is the geospatial analyst? What does that mean? Does that mean you deal with geography and mapping as part of your everyday life?
Yeah. along with Craig, I'm a GIS analyst and a geospatial analyst. So geographic information systems is basically the spatial analysis of data, any kind of data you can think of that exists on the Earth's surface, and we analyze it for other disciplines and map it out when necessary.
And so tell me what your project looks like. Describe in words. To me, it looks like someone's shooting arrows at a map of New York, and then they increase as time goes on.
Right. So what I did was some table processing and some database management, and using some tools, including some free tools that are out there in the GIS community, created to and from lines, and along with the arrowheads that show the direction, showing all New Yorkers or all valid U.S. zip code residents in the database moves. And I show them over time, and they're colored based on the number move. Mm-hmm. As in, like, the most recent is the red one, and then the other colors correspond to the second most prior and third most prior moves.
And so the impression I got was, as time went on, there were a lot more moves in the New York area. What other impression might be gotten from looking at your presentation?
Well, I did some geospatial analysis techniques of geographic central tendencies, and I found that the mean direction is south by southeast. So of all of the moves of the valid U.S. Zip codes, the mean direction is south by southeast. So people are tending to move to that direction in the New York area. And I think some more further analysis would be needed to really come up with why and how and what are the push and pull factors.
Is there like some Coney Island tropism that we're not grappling with? Craig.
Yes.
Tell me about your presentation. I think you break a rule because it's a map with a pie chart on the map. Is that even legal?
That is legal. It's I basically wanted to show the concentrations of where people were moving based on the survey. So the shaded area, polygon areas, which are the zip codes, showed the total number of moves, where the pie charts on top of those zip codes show the number of moves into the zip code and the number of moves out of the zip code. And this is over the 10-year period. So I kind of summarized the data that in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Is this what you mean by cleaning the data? I know there was a phrase on your site that you had to clean the data.
Yeah, I mean, there's anybody who works at GIS knows that 3/4 of the work is going through the data, cleaning the data, understanding what's going on, and then actually doing the fun stuff afterwards. So there was a lot of, you know, New Jersey zip codes, Massachusetts zip codes that have leading zeros that disappear when you go through the data. So I kind of cleaned all that up. And then you also have, within zip code polygons, you have points, so PO boxes that don't necessarily show up. So I kind of added those to where they fall within a polygon.
What did you learn? I mean, what did going in, obviously you didn't know all the data about where everyone moved, but what surprised you from crunching those numbers?
I mean, the biggest thing I got out of it was where the audience for the Brian Lehrer Show concentrates.
Right.
You kind of see from the maps that most of the listeners reside in Northwest Brooklyn, and then they kind of trail over into Jersey City.
Yeah. And a lot of action in Lower Manhattan and Tribeca and Lower East Side.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Danny, what'd you learn?
Yeah, I kind of learned the same thing, actually. Yesterday I plotted out all of the zip codes that aren't included in the data set, and I learned that Ozone Park did not participate at all. That area of Brooklyn did not participate, and no one moved there, no one moved from there. So I think you can tell a lot about where the listenership and participation on the website for The Brian Lehrer Show is in New York.
Do either of you guys think that The Brian Lehrer Show should have asked a different question? I mean, we couldn't get too, 100-page survey detailed, but anything else would have been able to play with that you could have used? Danny, you can go first.
I think they should do this again, and I was really struck by something that was said in the first segment, the first two participants, about graphic designers and geographers getting together and working together, because the geographers have more robust analysis tools,
mm-hmm.
but we're not necessarily as good at making graphics. So if we could get our kind of analysis with their graphic know-how and the visualization ability of them, I think that would be really cool.
Their chocolate and your peanut butter. How about you there, Craig?
I agree 100% with Danny. I think it's, the two fields should have some overlap. I mean, to combine the two with the data analysis and then having somebody actually create, there was some great work that was done. It would just be so powerful.
And if anyone's listening and has checked out the WNYC.org site with the work of these two guys, you can give us a call at 212-433-9692, 212-433-9692. Craig, your when you go to the site, there's also an external link. You have your own website. Mm-hmm. Tell me how much time it took and why did you decide to take the time with it. Is it like a calling card for other work that you're doing?
Yeah, I have a small consulting business that I do on the side, and I've been doing geographic information system work for quite a while now, and it's just something I love, and I love analyzing data. And like Danny said earlier, you could do it for anything you have data for. You can apply spatially, so I'm just trying to reach out and see if anybody needs any work. It's a small field, and just trying to get the name out there.
How long did it take you to put together your four pages of maps and charts?
Yeah, I would say around 30 to 40 hours. And most of the time was spent, like I said, scrubbing the data and then trying to figure out how I was going to display the information.
Danny, how about you, your video of arrows?
So I was pretty lucky in the sense that I had done a similar project for a Chicago Housing Authority project for Nancy Davenport and Mike Bader at ICERP at Columbia. And so I kind of did my learning on their time, and then I applied it to this problem. So it actually took me about a day to do.
A day? That's pretty good.
But there were several weeks before that where I learned how to do it in the other project.
So this is just like fun for you, like a baseball researcher might want to, crunch someone's slugging percentage? Like you just love – or was this more like to get your name out there as someone in the field? Hey, come to me. I can make a great video with arrows.
I hate to admit it, but yeah, this is kind of fun for me.
All right, that's okay. Most genius comes from nerddom, which is obsessing over things that are known by only a select few. What other of the 15 that are posted on the site, anyone jump out at you as really, really cool, Craig?
I mean, I thought they were all great. And I mean, coming from a geography standpoint, just seeing the actual graphic work was... I thought it was all amazing.
And what about you?
Yeah, I have to agree. Seeing the graphic designers, when I saw their work, it kind of made me feel like I should have put more time into the visual aspect of it.
To the look of it?
Yeah.
Well, what could you have done? I mean, it's very streamlined. The arrows are kind of small.
Yeah. Yeah, and also I don't know much about video resolution or video editing, so... a little more time on that would have been good.
Did any of these maps, I mean, you had all the data that they had. Did any of them make either of you realize something about the data that you hadn't realized before? Craig, you could start.
Just different ways of, displaying it. I know a lot of the projects were done showing distances traveled,
mm-hmm.
which would have been interesting to do. I mean, with the data alone, there's so much you could do with it. But, the reasons for people moving and... you could do yearly, moves. You could do a lot with what was done, and it was just interesting to see what other people had to do.
And going through the 15, you learn anything new from looking at the maps as opposed to looking at the raw data?
Well, I actually learned that I'm I'm kind of an anomaly because I just moved from 11238 to Manhattan, whereas everyone is moving to 11238.
What's 11238?
It's Clinton Hill, Fort Greene area, maybe parts of Prospect Park.
Right. Now, who knows if that's what everyone's doing or just what, as you say, the Brian Lehrer Show listeners are doing, because it does skew towards the Brian Lehrer. Were you beforehand? I guess that's how you found out about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe there are a lot of Brian Lehrer Show listeners in there. And is your community kind of tight-knit? Did you know about any of these guys beforehand, or men and women who submitted the 15 that we put on the site?
No. And the geography community is pretty small in New York, but Craig's upstate, right?
Yeah, I actually just moved out of Brooklyn
to
Putnam County.
So here's an introduction, and maybe there'll be some great work that results as a part of it. What kind of, if we had to do another one, I think they are going to, what sorts of things might you want to play with? What sorts of questions, not just geographical moves? What's a cool thing?
Well, one thing that I'm kind of interested in now, and it's kind of a hot topic, is the bed bug invasion of New York. And if we could try to collect some data on that, that would be really interesting to see. But it might also be frightening to some people who live in the neighborhoods that are experiencing a lot of bed bug infestations.
All right. I want to thank both you guys. That was Danny Sheehan and Craig Limbert. They participated in the big visualization project that the Brian Lehrer Show has been doing. And you can check out all their work on the website. Go to WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show. Guys, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
And I was Mike Pesca. Still am, but I was in for Brian Lehrer today. Today's show is produced by Jody Avrigan, Paige Cowett, Lisa Allison, and Rachel Senator with Alana Casanova Burgess. We had intern help from Sam Dishy. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan, and that's Debbie Fountain on the audio controls. Brian will be back tomorrow. Happy New Year to all.